Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, hi, Zach. How you doing? My name is Anthony Rizzo. Anthony's one. I received a message from you yesterday, and one probably about a month prior.
Yeah, hey, Anthony. How you doing, Anthony?
All right. How's it going?
Good, good. It's one day closer to Friday.
Yeah, right.
What can I do for you?
I'm ready for the winter. I'm ready for the winter, I'm telling you.
Do you guys do you guys shut down in the wintertime, or?
No, I plow. So, you plow? You know, when it's not snowing, I'm home with the kids, and if it is snowing, I'm out on the road, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we keep it busy. We're looking to expand in that this year, actually, and then I'm just waiting on a word on some accounts.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, I do landscaping right now. You know, I'm pretty established, but, I'm always looking into expanding and this and that, and
sure.
It's weird that you called. Yes, I had you on my list to call you for about a month from last time. I've been so busy, you know. My daughter had surgery, so.
Oh, wow.
But, getting back in action now, so.
Okay, hope she's doing okay.
Yeah. She was 1 year old. She had open heart surgery, but all panned out. All worked out good.
Good.
She's crawling around.
So, wreaking havoc on you?
Oh, yeah. It's like it never happened to her, you know. It's like, it's good to
That's
be
awesome.
1 year old, I guess.
Yeah. I have a nephew that had a similar situation, and he's, it's been about 8 months since the surgery had happened, and, yeah, he's just running amok now. It's like you said, like nothing ever happened. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's like she walks in through the door for the hospital for 5 days, forgets all about it, and we're, like, devastated, you know.
Yeah.
So,
good to hear.
But,
Yeah,
so, I mean, one thing, I do need a new trailer, but I just might get the one fixed. It just happened, so I'm really not sure in that sense. But my main thing is expanding, so, you know, I have a...
As far as, like, bringing on additional people as well, or a larger...
I have a couple guys that want to work just right now. You know, I don't want to hire them and not have to work in, in the fall when it comes to, like, plantings and stuff like that. So I'm sitting down with an advertising guy who wants to be best friend of one of my friends. So we're going to put together a little package. And, you know, he's really well-known in Long Island. So he's just like, basically like, well, how much work, you know, can you handle? Yeah, I'll get you to work.
Nice.
So as far as that, you know, I do design work and stuff like that. So instead of waiting for next year, maybe I can establish some customers in the fall and then push it into the next year instead of just waiting for the winter. You know, for the new season, I mean, people get all kinds of work done in the fall, too, as far as aerating, feeding. Like, you know, if I get a little something, at least I'm out there, and people see me for next year, and, you know, we're ready to head the game a little bit, you know?
Right. And
I'm also looking into another business on the side, which I just got a phone call yesterday. I don't know, are you familiar with New York and Long Island? Or?
Not a whole lot. My coworker right here, he's from that area. He's very familiar with it. I hear stories all the time. But please.
Well, you probably know the Hamptons of Long Island, right? So it's a product to do driveways and it is a porous material, and for down on houses on the water that are only allowed to have a certain amount of non porous material, then they have to use like gravel rock for their driveways or something.
Right.
This is kind of new material. I got certified in June, and it approved by the DEC of New York, and so I want to get going on. I was gonna wait until next year, but I've been putting it out there. Some of my friends who are contractors, and I just got a call with the project manager out in the Hamptons, and he needs two driveways done like as soon as possible. So,
nice.
Something like that. The representative of the company said he'd work together on my first jobs, especially something like that.
Uh-huh.
It's that extensive out in the Hamptons, you know. I mean, it's big money out there, you know.
Absolutely, so, it's like one of the richest area codes in the United States, pretty much.
Yeah. So that was my plan. If I was going to do it, I don't work in that area. I'm about 45 minutes to an hour away. I'm in the middle of Long Island, so I'm on the South Shore. So I work with some nice houses, but you know, out there it's nuts. But that was my goal. I'd rather just be out there, establish out there, just make the big money out there instead of doing little jobs. Like just do big projects, you know. So I'm not running from house to house. I mean, that's what I do right now. So it's like kind of monotonous, you know.
Yeah, dude, that makes perfect sense to me.
So, you know, I'm going to go talk to this guy, but I just got to make sure, I have resources and or equipment. Like, you know, I just can't jump into anything, you know.
Exactly.
Crazy, you know.
So what all would you need, one, to start up the side business, and then two, to help grow the other business, the initial business?
Yeah, I mean the landscape, and I basically have everything. So I'm gonna do some advertising, which I'm gonna barter it out with the guy who wants the pond and stuff. So I just gotta sit down with him. I sat down with him like June, but I just wasn't ready with, you know, a lot of personal stuff going on. Mm-hmm. But so that's too much. But this business, I would think, I don't know, you know, I'll probably need, I would say, maybe, because I already have, that's the thing, if it just blows up and I can't use my landscaping trucks, you know, I might need a truck, and, you know, I would say you need a mortar mixer, which is about a good one. Like, I buy the best because, you know, it's like...
Yeah, it lasts longer.
You're gonna do big, if you got to do big jobs, why buy a little mortar mixer when you just buy the biggest, better one so you just cruise through it, you know?
Exactly.
I know those are like, you know, just a minimum, like, 10 grand here. I can even go get a used truck or, you know, something. I have a pickup. I would say probably around 30,000-40,000.
Okay.
You know, to really, so you can just jump into it and not have to worry about money, you know? Cause,
yeah.
So you can't concentrate on your project if you're sitting there worried about money and this and that, you know?
Yeah, so let me tell you, so we have a product called Working Capital, and what that does, it allows business owners to unlock, you know, 10 to 15% of what they did in sales last year. Do you know, like, ballpark, what you guys did in sales last year for your landscaping and snow removal?
Yeah, I mean, I did $109,000, you know, on the books. I mean, you know, that's the thing, I go right off, so,
yeah.
I mean, it's about $109,000, you know.
Okay, so... You know, just based on that number, we probably get you upwards of, you know, 10 to 15,000 to start with.
Right.
And then, you know, once the relationship grows, we can definitely bring on more capital for you. You know, equipment financing is a totally different animal.
Yeah, though. Right. It's different. Yeah. Like you said, I mentioned I did with Intech, and, you know, I did a piece of equipment. I just paid it off, actually, so I'm in good terms with them.
Nice.
You know, yeah. But the one guy I was dealing with kind of left, and, you know, we had a good relationship together, so he would just be like, you want this? No problem. You know, so now I was dealing with a little bit of a different guy, so I said, let me try something different and call you guys and see, you know, my options with you guys, you know.
Yeah, let me tell you, so the equipment financing, you know, it's similar to your car loan. Rates start in the low single digits, right around 4%. You know, 2 to 5 year loans, a monthly payment. We don't require a down payment. Either it's usually just the first month's payment. We do have a couple programs as well where we can defer any payments for 90 days, so get the equipment, start making some money with it, you know, and then start paying us down the road. So, you know, there's a bunch of different programs there for you. It's just a matter of, you know, seeing where you fit in and where we can get you in there, you know, to see what we can do for you. We need to look at just some bank statements, I know a tax return, and then obviously a couple quotes on the equipment you're looking for, and I can get you some feedback inside of 24 hours.
Now, are you looking at basically, because that's my thing too. I mean, you had mentioned over the phone with Dun & Bradstreet with my corporate credit.
Yeah.
Now, you guys basically just going to be concentrating on the corporate credit, because that's, you know, I kind of did that with, I bought a skid steer this year with Caterpillar. They just went into my corporate credit.
Uh-huh.
Everything on my corporate credit. So I'm just trying to get everything out of my personal name. I have so much.
Yeah.
And, you know, over the years that it's just killing me, you know?
This, any loans with us, they go on your business credit.
Okay. All right, good. Yeah. Because you know, my credit took a little hit over the last couple of years with, you know, obviously I was telling you about some family stuff.
Yeah.
You know, with, you know, my wife had to stay home. She's a teacher. She had to stay home the whole year. So we lost the whole year's pay. So, you know, I always kind of let my credit, my personal credit kind of take a hit.
Right.
And keep our credit really good, because I got so much under the business that, you know, I tried to build it back up, and, you know, it's just too much, you know, 3-4 trucks, you know, trailer, you know, it's a lot, plus a mortgage, you know.
Sounds like there's a full plate there, and don't worry too much, because we do deal with the equipment financing. We can help customers with, you know, excellent credit all the way to, you know, not so hot credit. So we can help everybody, basically.
You know, I never had to do a debt consolidation thing, but, you know, it's just, you know, it's family stuff, and it gets ruined, and, you know, we'll build it back up, you know, so.
Yeah,
and that's what I'm trying to do here, you know.
Yeah, and one thing, too, is, you know, if it's medical debt that's, like, has affected your credit, a lot of lenders don't look at that as harshly as they would just say you're not paying your bills, if that makes sense.
Yeah, right.
Because sometimes
it's not really the hospital bills, but, you know, it's a lack of pay. So,
right.
You know, we put stuff on credit cards, you know, but we always pay the credit cards. Like, me, I stopped paying one of them, to be honest with you, because they were just like, I missed one payment out of like 10 years and they jacked it up to like 30%. So I'm kind of going back and forth with them. I don't know if they recorded me yet, but I'm trying to get the payment lower, you know? It's like,
yeah, absolutely.
But I don't want to do debt consolidation and totally want my credit, but, you know. But
yeah,
like,
that's like a last resort for sure. That's just nuts to me,
yeah? It's like you're a good customer for like 8-9 years since I was in college, and then I missed one payment. Like, boom, 30% night we could do. Minimum payment goes up $350 more interest. I'm like, what?
It's like, how do you guys go to sleep at night doing this kind of crap?
Yeah, it's nuts. So I get on the phone, and I just, instead of going through lawyers, I'm trying to negotiate. So they're slowly bringing it down a little bit with certain payments. I'll eventually just agree not to ruin my credit that much, but I don't know if they recorded me yet. But like I said, I want to try to get stuff in my, just establish my business. Because I want to buy a new house in the next couple of years, so I want to try to get everything out of my personal name if I could and put it under the business, and just because that's how it should be. You know, it's your business paying it.
Yeah,
you know, I pay everything out of the business, you know, like, I don't know.
And you'd be surprised how many business owners are doing, you know, their business through their personal account. And, you know, there should be some separation there, and that you're doing the right thing.
No, really. I mean, I always try because I split up my brother about 6 years ago, so that's how. Yeah, I was doing landscaping, but then I broke off and started my own company, you know, by myself 6 years ago. So, I did the whole get, you know, Duns & Bradstreet, get the number, the this and that, everything. Then I let my brother have everything old, and I just got everything new, kind of put myself in a little bit of a hole. But, you know, like, then all of a sudden, now, you know, Ford wants to be a personal name, you know. Sheffield wants to be a personal name, you know. Like, it's just like, but I got corporate tenants, so, like, it's not built up yet. Yeah, but how do you get it? You build it up.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
That's why I spent about 6 years. So it's like Caterpillar put me under the business, and then I financed. I used another financing company for a little bit of equipment because I was going to get a trailer, and I didn't. And then it was like I had 10 grand, so I got a mower and this and that through another company out of like Texas or something. But they put it under my business name, which is nice, you know?
Yeah.
I keep those accounts tight and just keep building it up. And, you know, once I expand, then hopefully everything can kind of shift over, you know?
Exactly.
We'll see. We'll see what happens.
Okay. So, hey, what I'd like to do is, what would be a good email address? I'd like to send you out a little bit more information and then a couple applications as well.
Yeah. All right. And then just let me know what I need to get you.
Sure.
As far as bank statements, how many months. I have all the tax returns on file, so I can just shoot them right over.
Okay.
Through email and stuff, and just give me a list of stuff. I'll send you everything. Cause like I said, I kind of need a trailer, but I don't know if I want to buy a new one. Just spend $1,800 on my other one, you know. Because if I'm going to expand, I'd rather fix that for $1,800, and like I said, get the motor mix, or get a used truck. So if I get these big jobs, we can just cruise on it, you know.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. Okay.
So send me over. So the email is it's Anthony at.
Okay.
Anthony's. Lawn Care Plus.
Is it a plus sign or a plus spelled out?
Spelled out.
Okay.
P-L-U-S.
Okay.
.com.
Got it. So, Anthony, I'm going to put that together for you. I'll have it out to you in about 10 minutes here. My direct dial, or you have my direct dial, but it's on there. So if there's any questions, you know, gathering information, please give me a call. I'm here to help you out. And then, you know, we'll go from there.
Yeah, let me take down my cell.
Okay.
I'm on that all day. So by the time I get in my office to listen to the message, like 9 o'clock at night, you know.
Yeah.
Or if I don't remember, call them during the day if I'm running around. So cell is 631.
631. Okay.
839.
2149. Okay, great. Keep your eyes peeled. I know that you're probably out in the field all day, but. That should be sitting in your inbox.
Yeah, I'm here until about 12. I'm home with the kids today.
Oh, gotcha.
The baby sleeps till like 10 o'clock. That's nice.
Yeah, I wish I could.
But yeah, I got 3 girls. I got a 7- and a 4-year-old that just popped on a movie. That should be good for a couple of hours.
Man, you got your hands full, though.
Yeah. My wife had to take her mother to do some procedure or something. So I'm like. Yeah, I'm usually, I meet the guys in the morning, talk to customers. The first year I'm off the truck, so it's a little bit of a new experience for me, and I'm not sitting on a mower all day.
Right.
But I feel like I was able to make more money because I'm monitoring the phones more. If someone needs something, boom, I'm there in like 5 minutes, not a day or two, or that night at 8 o'clock at night when everybody's shot, you know, or getting dark.
Right.
So,
and plus you're still available to, answer those calls, and you can still market and, you know, pick up jobs on the side instead of sitting on a mower. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah. You know, on the mower, you don't feel you're thinking about stuff, but you don't do it because you're on the mower. Yeah, I think of it. I'm like, all right, like, this guy's calling, I got calling back about this Hamptons thing, and hopefully, you know, if I'm on the truck, I'd be like, all right, I can't meet you until Sunday afternoon. But he's like, if he says, hey, I'll meet you at 3 o'clock, I'm jamming out there, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Well, all right, man. I won't take you any more, maybe more of your time.
Okay,
you
have any
more questions? Yeah, do you have any more questions while before we get off the phone?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty familiar with everything. I just gotta get the info and you know, go from there. See, you know, look at other momentum and see what I could do, and you know.
Okay.
And, that's it. All right. Yeah. Sounds good, man. Have a good day.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you.
Thanks. Yeah, I appreciate you reaching out to me, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Cool. All right. Thanks.
All right, bye.